boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Hi, my name's Taylor. I'm 28, and I am falling victim to the laboo-boo trend.
The hoo-da-hoo?
The laboo-boo? Please tell me you've heard of the laboo-boos. Somebody out there is like, yes, queen, I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't know where this started, and it's been like rumbling on my For You page, and even some of like the influencers I follow are getting these creepy little gremlin like stuffed animal keychain things.
Mm-hmm.
They're called laboo-boos, and they are like a little mystery box. You get it, you open the package, and you don't know what color you're going to get. There's specialty ones that like aren't advertised, but maybe it's a little rainbow laboo-boo. I can't stop watching people unboxing these things. I need to find one for myself. So I asked my boyfriend Curly last night, will you buy me a laboo-boo? And he just said yes. And I'm like, do you even know what a laboo-boo is? And he said no. So I have zero hopes of getting a laboo-boo anytime soon.
I think he'd buy you one.
He doesn't even know what it is. They're also impossible to find. They're always sold out.
Really?
Yes. Because everybody has these stupid things. They're ugly and they're scary and I want one.
Don't worry. You don't have to fight with me trying to buy one of those.
Here's what's going to happen is I'm going to find a laboo-boo. I'm going to clip it onto my bag.
And then I'm going to suddenly want a laboo-boo.
And then you're going to want a cute little pink laboo-boo. I know it.
I don't think I want one, boo-boo.
I'm
don't
calling
worry.
It now.
The laboo-boos could be with you, boo-boo. Boo-boo-boo.
Okay, well, you just ruined it for me.
Oh, good. Now you don't want one.
I'm going to hide my little boo-boo from you. Probably.
I'm going to be rich. You're lucky if I'll still be working here.
Did you sign up for that website we've been talking about?
Which one? The one?
With the feet.
Oh, not yet. I still think about it quite often.
Same.
No, I'm not going to be rich from selling feet pictures. I'm going to be rich because once again, I'm in a class action lawsuit.
Why does everything that I want to happen to you?
You still have yet to be in a class action lawsuit?
To my knowledge, I never have.
Your life sucks.
I know. I dream of getting rich from, like, I don't know, biting into a finger.
Yeah, that would be where you would actually get rich is if, like, you know, you go through a drive-thru or something and they give you a coffee and it's too hot.
Yeah.
And then you spill it on yourself.
And there was no warning on the cup.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's where you could probably, like, sue them and get a lot of money.
Yeah.
This class action lawsuit, I'm probably only going to get, like, 50 cents realistically because I'm competing with how many more other people. That's the problem. But I'm in a class action lawsuit because apparently over a certain amount of time frame, I bought a video game online.
What?
I don't recall this.
Like Candy Crush?
It was during like COVID time, so I was bored, I'm sure, and I bought a video game online.
And people are...
I don't know why I didn't...
What's
girl,
the
I was
issue?
Not going to read the class action lawsuit. I just know I'm going to get money.
I want to know.
I don't care what we're suing for.
It's making people itchy or what? Doesn't normally something has to be going wrong with it.
I'm going to assume something like money-wise. Like maybe they didn't put all the details when you bought it. It doesn't have to be just that you got like a fungus or something.
I'm thinking that you got a fungus from a video game you bought in COVID times.
No!
I'm starting that rumor. I am.
That's not always the case.
If you played Cooking Mama on the DS, you probably have a fungus. You should get checked out.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
If you're somebody that loves having a group chat for everything, you should be excited about the new iOS. No, I know you're excited because you start a group chat for everything. Don't act like you don't love it.
I might start a group chat for everything, but I don't love them.
Well,
I like starting group chats for everything, but as soon as y'all start talking in them is when I'm like, I'm annoyed.
It's too much. Well,
I don't care what you're ordering for dinner.
No, I don't either. iOS 26 is coming out later this year, which seems insane that we're already on 26, but here we are. Some new features. I think in all message, like conversations, group chats, and just one-on-one, they're adding that you can change the backgrounds that Ooh. Appear.
Finally, you used to be able to do this on like, you know, your stupid Androids back in the day.
Well, and can't you do it on Facebook?
Yeah, my family, we have, I believe it's Guardians of the Galaxy in one. And I can't remember the other one.
Well, you can choose from like the pre-made ones. You can use Apple Intelligence, which is the new AI that's going to be on everybody's phones. Yay, that's exciting. To generate your own background, or you can upload from your... Yep.
I could put a picture of my cat, Luna.
See, this is where I'm going to get annoyed, is when people start doing dumb things like
that. I'm going to do that to your chat. Wait, is it only group chats or like a chat between you and I?
I think it's all...
Oh, if anything, no, it's going to be my cat, Luna. Okay, and then you're going to switch it to the next day to, like, Romeo.
My own cat, as I should. Moving to group chats, though, there's a couple of exciting things. Number one, they're going to put, like, Apple Cash in group chats so that...
We didn't have that?
I don't think you could charge everybody. So it's like, if I bought everybody's dinner or everybody's round of drinks, I could just be like, okay, I'm requesting $8 from everybody. And then it goes in the group chat instead of having to do everybody individually, which is kind of nice. And also maybe a little bit of public shaming so people pay you back for the dinner that you covered them
on.
It'd
be cool if you did do that. And then one by one, you could see Taylor has paid.
Yeah.
Destiny has paid. And then you could be like, Josh hasn't.
Yeah. Somebody needs to poke Josh.
That would be cool.
Josh is broke. maybe. what I think you're going to really love, because you love... asking people's availability in a group chat.
In our street team group chat, I'm like, who can work this event? What are you telling me?
They're adding polls.
Yeah!
So instead of being like...
I'm tired of like, no, 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 yes, yes. A poll will make everyone happier.
They can select yes or no. Or if you are like, what day is everybody available for dinner? You could put Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Or where do we want to order pizza from tonight? And put four different pizza joints. So... that's really cool. If you start asking a question, the AI may suggest that you use a poll. So it's really cool. And then but the one bad thing is that if you have a really particular friend that's like, oh my God, none of those restaurants sound good.
They can put their own thing.
They can contribute to the poll, which is a little bit irritating. Last and most exciting thing I would say is typing indicators for the group chat. So when you're like texting me, you can see when I'm typing. It's the little bubble with the dot, 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 right? They're going to have that for the group chat. You're going to be able to see, even if it's multiple people, their little picture is going to pop up like, oh my gosh.
Nice.
Because you know that awkward moment where you're like, I don't know. Is anybody going to answer? I don't want to answer. And then have somebody else say the opposite. So you can see if somebody's working on chiming in.
Did we fix the problem with Androids being in the group chat?
No. Why is that not priority number one? I'm not sure.
What I'm talking about is I'm sick and tired of starting a group chat. And then there's Androids in there. And if we need to kick an Android out, or really anybody out of the group chat, we can't, because Androids are the problem.
I mean,
work on it, Apple. That should have been your first priority.
They should have done this 25 iOS ago.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I got to ask you if your boyfriend does the exact same thing as my boyfriend, Neighbor Man. Does he open the car door for you?
Like when I'm about to get in?
Yes.
Normally, no. But it has happened a couple of times.
When? Spill the tea.
I feel like when we first met.
So he's trying to schmooze you.
He was schmoozing.
Uh-huh.
And then anytime we're on like a fancy date.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly, honestly, when my boyfriend Neighbor Man does the exact same thing. It's like... mostly when we're on like a fancy date of some sort, or it's like our anniversary. Last night, I think he did it because it was like our first time for me to meet a family member of his. I think he was just trying to do it to like show the family member he's got like class, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, he don't do this normally. Come on now. But like, I grew up with when my dad married my stepmom when I was in like high school. Anytime I see my dad and my stepmom, my dad always opens my stepmom's door all the freaking time.
Really?
Oh my God, she's a princess.
Okay, period.
I love it. And every single time. I remember, can I spill the tea to you?
Of course.
That when me and my ex went to go visit them in San Antonio years ago, we were hanging out and we're going on, you know, different whatever things, whether it was going to the mall or, you know, we're going to go see like a museum of some sort. My parents were in the front seat. My dad would come and open the door for her or shut the door for her. And my boyfriend did nothing at the time, my ex. And I was like, At one point, I had to yell at him, and I'm like, you're embarrassing me.
Well, yeah, like, get the hint.
My dad's doing it. Here, the only reason I said that was because my dad had to start doing it from my door. I was like, do you not?
Oh, no.
I think my dad's trying to give you a hint.
Yeah.
To be like, you might want to open the door.
Yeah.
So that's when I said, otherwise I wouldn't have said anything, but it was getting embarrassing that my dad was starting to open my door for me. Too.
Right.
I was like, I don't think you should have to do that.
Yeah, I would feel that way if somebody was doing it in front of me constantly. But normally it doesn't. I would not say that bothers me, that it doesn't.
I was going to say, does it bother you?
No. You know what? It's funny because I was at a wedding recently, and in their like vows, the bride mentioned like, oh, I never have to open my own car door. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that's nice. I just never think about it. What I think about more is if you have a key fob and you pull out your keys anyways to unlock the car so I don't have to wait for you. You know when it's
like
cold out?
Like if I get to the car first or it's raining.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I appreciate that more. I don't really care if you open up my door.
I just want you to unlock it.
I just want you to unlock it so I can get in and turn my bun warmer on. I got a bad feeling about Father's Day this weekend. And I think the cause of it all going wrong is going to be my boyfriend, Curly, actually. I love that he's excited about spending Father's Day with both of our dads. Like, he is so on getting a gift for my dad. Like,
y'all are going to hang out.
We're going to go in on a gift together. And then same thing for his dad. And I think he gets so excited about it because my dad loves Bigfoot. Is obsessed with Bigfoot. He has lots of funny t-shirts.
Yeah, immediately when you were telling me about your dad, I immediately started thinking, like, I'm not getting him anything. What could I get him that's Bigfoot?
Yeah, and it's also, like, I love that he loves Bigfoot, but I also love that it annoys my mom.
Yes, your mom can't stand it.
It's so funny. We've gotten, like, little planter decorations, like a Bigfoot on a stick that goes in her nice plants that are out on the deck.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
But does she hate that?
She hates it, but it's also at least neutral. Like, it's just a black silhouette.
Keep it going.
And it's small. So we try to be, like, pretty
nonchalant
about it, but she still, it makes her itch a little bit. All of the Bigfoots everywhere. So Curly, my boyfriend, comes to me last night, and he's like, I found the perfect idea for your dad for Father's Day. I'm like, okay, I need some ideas. Dad, shut your ears. And he goes, why don't we get a big tire cover for their Jeep?
Because usually there's one on the back.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you can get the
Most
cover.
Most of the time people do like a paw print.
A paw print, a Hawkeye. They have like a Tiger Hawk for football season with a big Bigfoot on it. And I'm like,
I love that idea.
My mom's going to kill you.
Whose Jeep is it?
Well, they're like you and Neighbor Man. They have two cars and they both drive them both. Like an equal amount.
She's not going to see it. It's in the back.
Well, they already have, like, down by the exhaust, there's like a little Bigfoot that sticks out down there. They have a Bigfoot air freshener that hangs from the rear view mirror up front. Like, that's her cap. And those are both very small. We're talking big tire on the back of the big old Jeep with a Bigfoot on it.
Do it.
And then I'm like, ugh, dude, I don't know about that. And then he's like, what about a Bigfoot steering wheel cover? And I'm like, I love where your head's at. Are you trying to get murdered by my mother for Bigfooting out their Jeep?
I recommend this. So I think you should do the tire one. But I think every once in a while, you've got to pick, like, who to please. So then right now, he's going to pick Dad. And then next time, Mother's Day's too late. But, like, when's Mommy's birthday?
It already happened. It just happened at the end of May.
Well, darny, darn, darn. Then we'll pick something else. And we'll please her. And we'll tick Dad
off.
Dude,
he's not going to make it till Christmas.
She's going
to kill him.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I gotta tell you, I have seen something that I have never seen in my life before. Somebody's taking our dumpster for a ride.
Ours?
Yeah!
Nice!
I'm telling you,
are we getting a new one?
I don't know, because here's what happened. There's like kind of like a normal like tow truck that was backing out earlier, and I noticed it because the dumpster is just hanging off the back end of it. They're backing out of our driveway here, and I'm like, that seems odd. Where's our dumpster going? I guess I haven't been
here. Wait, is that ours, though? I don't remember ours being red.
I don't know. I'm questioning everything, because then I'm like,
I thought ours was white and green.
Is it? Who brought the dumpster over? They had a dumpster party.
Wait a minute. Did they bring the dumpster or did they leave with the dumpster?
I didn't see that much.
What do you mean you didn't see? You could tell which way they were going with the dumpster. Were
I
they
saw
leaving
them.
The, drum, the driveway or were they?
They were backing out of our driveway with the dumpster
so they
hanging
left
off the back.
The building.
No, because then they turned around and they pulled back in. So are they still
so
out there?
So did they leave the dumpster?
I don't know. I haven't gone and looked. I'm pretty
Why
lazy.
Why did you? So you're like, I've read breaking news, but you have zero breaking news.
Well, because I
Your
got
journalism
to see,
skills suck.
I know. I saw the dumpster going for a little ride.
Imagine if Iowa News Now hired you.
Well, but yeah. But, wasn't that series of a journalist.
And they go, let's get it over to Taylor with some breaking news. I think our dumpster got stolen, but I'm not sure.
It went for a ride.
That's not even our color of our dumpster, Taylor.
Helicopter, helicopter. That's what our dumpster was doing today.
Our dumpsters are green and white, not red.
I don't know. So I don't know where this dumpster came from. I don't know where she went. I don't know where she's been.
Okay, well, this is your audio to for your interview for Iowa News Now. You are not getting hired.
If they want to talk dumpsters, they know where to find me. Got a lot to say.
And if the city of Cedar Rapids wants to hire you as well, you're not hired.
Darn it.
Because now Taylor's got me all like curious about our dumpsters, because who cares about our dumpsters? But she's like, I saw them
levitating.
She did not have any brownies today. Don't worry. They were, in fact, levitating, I guess.
They were on the back of a tow truck, and it was weird because they're backing out, and then they're, like, pulling back in. And I'm like, is that our dumpster? Are they delivering a new one? Are they here for a play date? I don't know what's going
on. And you're like, somebody's robbing our dumpsters. And then you show me a picture of it, but it's red. I'm like, okay, our dumpsters have always been green and white. So nobody stole our dumpsters. The only thing I think of is they dropped off a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And surprise, we're getting an upgrade, baby.
So you yelled at me, basically, is what happened. You said that. Well, now I have to know, even though we're both just as far from the door as the other. You made me get up and go look.
Yeah, because your journalism skills suck.
Well, I peaked. And guess what? Welcome to the family, baby. We got a red dumpster out there.
Nice. So which one got replaced?
I don't know.
Again, your journalism
I don't care. I really don't care. I think I saw the green one.
You think?
I don't know. The parking lot was kind of full, so I didn't really look that hard.
Again, if Iowa News Now were to hire you, they'd be like, going to Taylor with the dumpster update. She'd be like, I think it was green out there.
Fairly certain. But does anybody care?
I did.
Oh. Well, then you get up. You're just as far.
Because the white one was a little stinky.
Well, maybe that's why it left. You made it feel bad.
Hypothetically speaking.
Of course.
When did you steal from a restaurant?
We want to hear from you. No, no worries about us tattling.
I don't have 911 on the phone.
No, yeah. You can trust us at 319-200-1029.
I have to confess, my boyfriend Abraham and I went to Chick-fil-A the other night. And if you remember, like, I think it was Monday on the show, I was telling you about how I almost had a mental breakdown because I was craving a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think it was Monday night, actually, that's when we went to Chick-fil-A. And we were going to go to Aldi after and go get stuff to get me a PB&J so I could have it for Tuesday for lunch. Well, as we're at Chick-fil-A having dinner, he's like, hey, if you hurry over there, they got jelly in the packets next to all their other condiments. You could just steal some and you'll have your jelly already. I did not steal, okay, from Chick-fil-A, but he did encourage me to. I'll tell you this. I've never stolen from a restaurant because I'm too much of a wuss.
Yeah.
But Red Robin's has the best seasoning ever on their like fries, like the Red Robin seasoning. So years ago, I went on like a double date with my friend and I told her I really wanted it. That's all I said. I just said I really wanted it. Next thing I know, she shoved it in her purse.
Oh, my God.
I didn't see it until after. And she's like, we're walking out. She goes, by the way, I stole this from you.
See, it's people like you, honestly, that we have to thank for restaurants and stuff.
Finally releasing their seasoning.
Selling their seasonings and selling their sauces because they were sick of people stealing them. I bet if you go down the jelly aisle, you'll see Chick-fil-A jelly at this rate, probably.
We promise we're not turning anybody in today, but we just want to know, hypothetically speaking, when did you steal from a restaurant?
Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. Nikki, when did you accidentally steal?
Okay, so the first time was definitely an accident. I was scraping my meal like into a to-go box, probably chatting away, not paying attention, slipped the steak knife in the to-go box. And when I got home, first I was mortified, but then I was like, nobody even stopped me. They let me walk right out the door. So now, honestly, I'm like a habitual steak knife stealer.
Oh,
so if
God.
You come to my house for dinner and you want a knife for something, I will be like, are you feeling Texas Roadhouse, Olive Garden? Like, what kind of knife do you need? What's the occasion?
Oh, my God. I need some steak knives. I'm coming over to your house.
Yeah, absolutely. I have plenty. Way too many.
I kind of love that she is sticking to one like
thing.
Utensil.
Yeah.
Cause that's kind of my thing. I'm scared. I'm like you. I don't really want to like steal from a restaurant. That feels mean and like I'm going to get caught and get yelled at. But what I will steal are crab crackers.
What's a crab cracker?
Like when you get crab legs, they give you the little like tool that kind of looks like a wrench almost.
Oh, okay. Okay. And you be stealing those?
Girl,
you only need one.
Well, no, I have a couple at my house because, you know, like for special occasions, like New Year's Eve, I like to make crab legs at home.
Yes, but you only need one.
And I do it like once a year.
Yes.
No, because I'm not sharing with anybody. If I'm going to share.
Okay. You don't like you and your boyfriend.
Yeah. I have like two or three pair.
Taylor.
Some of them are nicer than others. You know what I'm saying? Like I've gotten plastic ones that don't do so well. What I really need to steal is they also give you normally like a little baby fork that helps you get the like crab meat out of the legs. And it's just the tiniest, cutest little fork. Not that I'm making a list, but.
Clearly you're making a list. She's got a list of where to what I want to steal and when I want to steal it. Now, you say you don't like to steal it, though. Do you make your boyfriend do it?
No.
Oh.
This is the hard thing about being a woman.
They make you do it.
They're like, just stick it in your purse.
Every single time. If they want something, they make you put it in your purse. And I'm like, I'm not the criminal here. Just because I've got a purse doesn't mean I want
to
steal.
No, but who's going to jail? It's always us.
Not trying to get anybody in trouble. Nobody is going to leave in handcuffs. That's why we're saying, hypothetically speaking, when did you steal from a restaurant?
If it makes you feel better, this seems to be more common than I even thought.
I thought it was just me.
No. Phone lines are popping off, and we would love to hear from you to get that off your chest at 319-200-1029. Sarah, what did you hypothetically steal?
Well, I am notorious for when I go to, like, Perkins or like a sit-down restaurant, I steal condiments, but it's not just like one or two. I will take like all of them that's in there. So all the sugar packets, all of the jellies, all of the creamers, and I have a little stash at home, so I don't need to go buy some, but I do it every single time. I will load my purse up, and yep, my kid is embarrassed, but I do it anyway.
I do feel this is something that my grandma used to do growing up, and I would also be like, oh, grandma, stop it. You're embarrassing me.
I guess like how I kind of do it more like in this day and age is like if you order on the app, I like they'll ask you how many like sauce packets you want. And I'm like 10.
Are they free of charge?
Yeah, most of the time.
Oh,
like at Chick-fil-A, it'll be like, I know I don't need a sauce packet like for my burger, like my or not my burger, my chicken, my sandwich. I don't need a sauce packet, but I add it to it.
To save for next time? Or okay, weird.
So technically, is that stealing? Kind of.
It's hoarding. Now we've entered hoarding territory. But do you, boo?
Hypothetically speaking, okay, when did you steal from a restaurant?
We'd love to hear you out. Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029.
We all do it.
Apparently so.
Hypothetically, you know, speaking, when did you steal from a restaurant?
It happens sometimes accidentally. Sometimes you're like, that's pretty nice. I want to take that home in my big purse. We want to hear from you at 319-200-1029. Rachel, when did you steal from a restaurant?
Well, hypothetically, when I turned 18, I didn't have any cup, and we used to go to Buffalo Wild Wings a lot, so I kind of collected Buffalo Wild Wings cups so that I could have things to drink out of them.
Dude, that was the place to steal the cups from in college. Everybody had Buffalo Wild Wings cups.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you weren't living if you didn't have a B-Dubs cup.
That was my roommate. She stole from every single bar in Iowa City, I swear to God, and I am sorry for her offenses. It's our whole cupboard.
You're like, that one's from that bar, that one's from that
one. I still have some because she was my roommate after. I'm like, oh, that's not, what a nice mug from Brothers. It's really nice. Rebecca, when did you hypothetically steal from a restaurant?
Hypothetically, it wasn't even me. It was my brother. But he went to McDonald's and asked for his food to go, and they didn't give it to him to go. They gave it to him on a tray. So he took a tray.
Oh, my God. I want one.
I do want a tray.
I want that to happen to me. Victoria, when did you hypothetically steal from a restaurant?
I didn't steal, but I dined and dashed unintentionally.
Oh, no.
And so my friend and I are eating and like a common restaurant we always go to. And, you know, we're just sitting there for like 2 hours, you know, chat, and we're done eating, whatever. We get up and we leave. No joke, like a minute or two after we left, one of the servers there was a mom at the school I teach at.
Oh, my gosh.
And she added me on Facebook. And I thought, that's weird. So I added her back. And then, like, a minute later, she messaged me, and she's like, hey, you and your friend did pay your bill. I was like, oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God. So I called the restaurant, like, immediately. So I paid. I gave her, like, an enormous tip.
Yeah.
If she was not happy.
I could never go back.
No, you'd never dine there again.
Like a new fear unlocked, I guess. Sandra, when did you hypothetically steal from a restaurant?
It was my boyfriend, but he's obsessed with salt and pepper shakers and, like, the grinding one. So when he finds a good one, he's like, babe, put this in the box.
So you guys have stolen more than one before, it sounds like.
He's taken a few of them. But we never run out of salt and pepper at home.
Why
so I'm
not?
Like, okay.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Let's talk about human kibble.
Why?
Because people are talking
like
about
doggy
it.
Stuff?
Kind of.
You know what? Maybe. I'm actually kind of here for this. I have always said dog food smells good. And
something's wrong with you. I'm not saying that we should eat dog food.
Wait, listen, I'm not either. You shouldn't, because you'll probably get sick. Listen to me. I've always said dog food smells good, and I would want to try it. I would never try it, nor should you ever try it. It's kind of like gasoline. That also smells really good.
This is going to be right up your alley. Okay, I'll tell you that much. You're on the right track, right? I was just having this conversation with my boyfriend, Curly. Like, oh my God, do you think the cats are ever sad that they just eat the same kibble every day?
No, that stuff smells good.
They love it. They're always excited about it. Anytime we've tried to switch their food, they're like, no, we want kibble.
And they go bonkers for wet food, which makes me wonder, what on earth is in that? I want to try it. Again, you shouldn't. And I wouldn't recommend.
I'm concerned for you. Okay. So this guy has gone viral on TikTok. His name is William Kim.
These are thoughts I have at night.
You're going to be all over this, I swear. William Kim, his at is my food is me too. He makes a lunch. He's a meal prep type guy. And he shares the recipe he uses that he's been eating for the last 5 years straight. That people have dubbed it human kibble. Because it's just like chopped up vegetables, chicken breast, whatever meat, tofu, even all chopped up, cooked in one big batch. And he has eaten it every single day for the last 5 years. And people are like, this is like human kibble. It's kind of like, you know, your dog expects to eat the same thing every single day. Would low key be kind of nice to not have to figure out what you're going to make for lunch every day and just have your human kibble ready to go. And you know exactly what to expect.
That reminds me of, there was a kid in my class, his name was Jacob, and he ate the exact same meal from, I swear to God, kindergarten all the way to high
school. Really?
Yeah, he brought his own lunch
yeah.
from home, And I can tell you the meal right now. He brought it from kindergarten all the way to senior year. It was an apple, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I don't remember the drink, but he had that every single day. I never saw that man eat anything else. And I would not be shocked if he's still eating that same meal to this day. I should reach out to
Jacob. Jacob.
Are you still eating the same thing?
Please call us if you're listening. I gotta know.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Earlier today, we were talking about, like, you know, hypothetically speaking, what did you steal from a restaurant? And the phones, to our shock, blew up. Like, we thought we were the only people, like, that, you know, hypothetically would steal from a restaurant. No, it was others. And we couldn't even get to all the phone calls. So now we want to play some of them for you if you happen to miss them.
Dallas, what did you hypothetically steal from a restaurant?
Now, I stole the butter knives and the peanut shell buckets when they used to have the small metal peanut shell bucket.
At Texas Roadhouse?
Yep.
I remember
that. I forgot
that.
About the peanuts.
How did you sneak that out of the restaurant?
When your mom's got a big purse, anything's possible.
See, it's always the purse. You better have said thank you.
You're welcome.
Dude, wait a minute. Do you still have the bucket to this day?
My mom does. She still has all three of them.
Three of them?
Okay. They're for you, different uses, okay?
Oh, yeah. One's Thanksgiving, one's Christmas, and one's New Year's Eve. I get it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I was a little shocked to hear not just one, not just two.
But three.
But three. Again, this is a judgment-free zone this evening. Bethany, what did you steal from a restaurant?
Hypothetically, I might have been at Texas Roadhouse and accidentally put the steak knife in my to-go container.
This seems to be a popular occurrence.
Do they got good knives there? I might have to go.
Oh, the knives are real good.
I think that's the third person we've heard that from. I'm not saying I want to go rob them of their knives.
I want to know what's so special about their knives.
I want to know what's up. Mm-hmm. Is it like cutting through butter? But it's a steak?
That's what I want to know.
I know what I'm getting for dinner this weekend. I need a date night at Texas Roadhouse. Annie, what did you hypothetically steal from a restaurant?
Well, my sister and I were once admiring those amazing cactus stem glasses after, we'll say, T. Minnie Martini. And I had said how I want them, and I walked away to pay the bill, and we were leaving, and she goes, she's got the glass in her purse, and I looked down, emptied out one of the margarita glasses, and put it in my purse. And again, me being a little bit
toasted
of the influence, you know, ran.
No.
Like, panicked and ran.
I'd run too. I'm scared of authority. This is my.
Is that like why you run around the office a lot here?
I'm telling you, my friend that I told you I had one like that stole every cup and glass possible. I would have ran if she would have framed me like that. It's rude. Bad friend. Kyle, what did you hypothetically steal from a restaurant?
So I'll preface this by saying it was not me, but my uncle. He had stolen the Parmesan little grater from Olive Garden.
No! I want to steal that so bad!
Server got called over because somebody dropped something. Uncle decided to stick it in his wife's purse, but she has one of those giant, giant purses that you can put, like, everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
He still has it to this day, and his kids are already fighting over who gets it when he passes.
I would be, too. Can you throw my name in the ringer? That's a prized possession. I'm saying, if somebody close to me left the Parmesan grater from Olive Garden in the will to me,
you ain't getting it back.
I don't need an inheritance. I need a cheese grater. Gina, what did you hypothetically steal from a restaurant?
It was my first job. I worked at a Baskin Robbins, and I used to take quarts of ice cream home.
Oh, my God. What a dream.
I know. It was awesome.
Are they hiring?
Are they hiring?
Did you get caught ever?
No.
Oh, my God.
I worked alone and on clothes, so.
Oh, my God.
By myself.
You're giving Taylor horrible ideas. Stop talking. That's like my dream.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
You ever have one of those days where you're like, I just need to get out of the building. I don't know if I could be nice to people today.
Yeah.
We all have one of those days. You just woke up on the wrong side of the bed. That was me. Had nothing to do with anybody else. It had everything to do with the bed.
Oh, I thought maybe you were going to take some responsibility. No. Say it was just me, but nope, it was actually the bed's fault.
Taylor, will I ever take responsibility? No.
I suppose not.
So I texted you. I texted our coworker, Kylie, and I'm like, I need to get out of here. I need ice cream to make me in a better mood.
That's all I heard was ice cream. I'm like, all right, I'm down.
So we did just that. I'll tell you right now, ice cream is not the answer for tonight's trivia question, as much as I'd like to think it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is not. But it did inspire tonight's trivia question. This food is most commonly craved by people under stress.
Mm.
What is it?
I love to stress eat. It's the cure.
Thanks
to
for the
everything.
Fun fact.
Sorry. Well, I'm like, how long do we have? I got a lot of things I like to eat when I'm stressed. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Think about what you like to eat at home when you're stressed.
Or... everything.
Okay.
The whole cupboard.
What do you like to eat at the office when you're stressed?
We don't. There's never any snacks here.
No, all we have is a cupboard of soup. I'm not eating soup when I'm stressed.
I do not
Sorry.
Want soup.
This food is the most commonly craved by people under stress. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
We had a stressful Tuesday.
Life.
To a life.
Mm-hmm.
We see you, we feel you, we are you. It's those girls in the afternoon.
Of course.
Tonight's trivia question. This food is most commonly craved by people under stress. What is it? I got my glasses on today.
You turned into a robot. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. You still got time before we reveal the answer. But so far, 4829 said chips.
Yes.
I love a crunch.
I suddenly start to crave Lay's potato chips. Mm. Like the yellow bag. Is that what I'm thinking of? I don't know.
Oh, like the classic?
Yes.
I like a dill pickle or like, ooh, a salt and vinegar. Something that's just going to burn my taste buds off.
Are you okay over there?
No, because if I'm stressed, I'm like, oh, I just want to distract myself with...
I just want to burn!
My tongue being burnt off.
I'm so stressed, I want to burn myself with my tongue with pickles.
Exactly.
Kim says chocolate.
Fair.
No, I just crave chocolate after every meal. It's a toxic trait.
I think if I'm stressed, I'm like, oh, I deserve a dessert. You know what I mean? I'm like, I earned this. I know I didn't.
My boss just yelled at me, I deserve chocolate.
I can do hard things. And I can eat really sweet foods. I deserve this. 0203 said mac and cheese.
Maybe that's why mac and cheese is my favorite meal.
Dude, I love a pasta.
Is that why you eat pasta every day?
Oh my God.
Are you stressed?
I think we just uncovered something. I didn't know this was a therapy session.
You know what's
session.
Funny is I texted you yesterday and I said, did you bring lunch? And you said yes. And my first thought was, that girl brought pasta. And I rolled my eyes. I'm like, she brings pasta every freaking day.
It was a salad, actually.
That's a surprise right there.
I love a pasta salad for lunch.
I think you're stressed 24/7.
I think that's just my permanent state of mind.
What, stressed?
Yeah.
Always in a panic.
Exactly.
Stressed. This food is most commonly craved by people under stress. What is it? What was that? Under stress.
I don't know what's going on with you. Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in about 3 minutes.
Wait, the answer is pasta. Or like, yeah. Do you think people at the Garden, Olive Garden, are stressed 24/7?
Oh, maybe.
But you know, if
that's why the breadsticks are bottomless. It is, because if you're stressed, one thing you don't have to stress about is running out of breadsticks. Olive Garden, I would love to be your spokesperson. Call me.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Man, just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight, this food is most commonly craved by people under stress. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Chocolate is most commonly craved by people under stress. Why? Hear me out. Why do we not have a chocolate fountain 24/7 running? I'm just saying.
You know what? You're onto something. Or why don't more businesses have, like, chocolate, you know, yeah, like
vending machines.
Vending machines
that are free. Or,
you know,
care about your employees.
There's some restaurants that, like, give you little, instead of a mint, they give you a chocolate at the end of the meal. I'd like a chocolate at the end of meetings.
Oh my God.
Somebody call me. I'm really onto something.
Wait a minute, Taylor, you are onto something. What if after every meeting we had, they started handing us chocolate? I'd be happier. You would no longer get per my last emails from me.
I'm saying you would train yourself to, like, know that the end is coming and you're like, oh my God, I'm so excited for the chocolate.
I'm getting
that
chocolate.
Everybody's going to be in a better mood. Meetings are going to go smoother. Less stress, more chocolate.
And will our insurance go up because we're all going to start getting bigger? We're going to gain weight, Taylor.
You,
we are going to gain weight.
You can handle that part of the business.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.